Founding Father's Legacy, 5,000-Year Leap, A Miracle That Changed the World, by W. Cleon Skousen. Page 31. While the nation's founders came from widely divergent backgrounds, their fundamental beliefs were virtually identical. They quarreled bitterly over the most practical plan of implementing those beliefs, but rarely, if ever, disputed about their final objectives or basic convictions. The 28 principles of the founder. Number one, the genius of natural law. The only reliable basis for sound government and just human relations is natural law. Number two, a virtuous and moral people. A free people cannot survive under a republican constitution unless they remain virtuous and morally strong. Number three, virtuous and moral leaders. The most promising method of securing a virtuous and moral stable people is to elect virtuous leaders. Number four, religion has an important role. Without religion, the government of a free people cannot be maintained. Number five, the role of the Creator. All things were created by God, therefore upon Him all mankind are equally dependent, and to Him they are equally responsible. Number six, all men are created equal. All men are created equal. Number seven, equal rights, not equal things. The proper role of government is to protect equal rights, not provide equal things. Number eight, man's unalienable rights. Men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Number nine, there is a role of revealed law. To protect man's rights, God has revealed certain principles of divine law. Number 10, sovereignty of the people. The God-given right to govern is vested in a sovereign authority of the whole people. Number 11, who can alter the government? The majority of the people may alter or abolish a government which has become tyrannical. Number 12, advantages of a republic. The United States of America shall be a republic. Number 13, protection against human frailty. A constitution should be structured to permanently protect the people from the human frailties of their rulers. Number 14, property rights are essential to liberty. Life and liberty are secure only so long as the right to property is secure. Number 15, free market economics. The highest level of prosperity occurs when there is a free market economy and a minimum of government regulations. Number 16, the separation of powers. The government should be separated into three branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. Number 17, checks and balances. A system of checks and balances should be adopted to prevent the abuse of power. Number 18, importance of a written constitution. The unalienable rights of the people are most likely to be preserved if the principles of government are set forth in a written constitution. Number 19, limiting and defining the powers of government. Only limited and carefully defined powers should be delegated to government, all others being retained in the people. Number 20, majority rule, minority rights. Efficiency and dispatch require government to operate according to the will of the majority, but constitutional provisions must be made to protect the rights of the minority. Number 21, strong local self-government. Strong local self-government is the keystone to preserving human freedom. Number 22, government by law, not by men. A free people should be governed by law, not by the whims of men. Number 23, Importance of an educated electorate. A free society cannot survive as a republic without a broad program of general education. Number 24, peace through strength. A free people will survive not unless they stay strong. Number 25, avoid entangling alliances. Peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations. Entangling alliances with none. Number 26, protecting the role of the family. The core unit which determines the strength of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect its integrity. Number 27, avoiding the burden of debt. The burden of debt is as destructive to freedom as subjugation by conquest. Number 28, the founder's sense of manifest destiny. The United States has manifest destiny to be an example and a blessing to the entire human race. Manifest means evident to the sense, obvious to the understanding, evident to the mind, unmistakable, indisputable, open, clear, visible, requiring no proof.